Well, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with more of the Breakfast Club. And here with the man for the Breakfast Club, John Barnes, with the empty coffee cup.
It's almost empty. I probably have one swallow left. But that's the end of about a pot.
Are you telling me that's backwash or what?
No. I didn't have time to go fill it up because I knew you were coming back.
Okay.
Hey, I just heard our commercial with our friends Chuck Reif and Bill Blankenbaker. I want to talk about an event coming up in Dunkirk. From the Dunkirk Improvement Committee is hosting their fourth annual Tupperware Bingo on May 12th. All the proceeds of the bingo go to further develop the green space in downtown Dunkirk. And bingo will be held at the West J Community Center in Dunkirk. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Bingo begins at 6 p.m. You must be 18 years old because I guess there's going to be lots of prizes. And bingo's kind of considered almost like gambling, I guess. So anyway, that is May 12th in Dunkirk. We also have coming up the 10th annual J. Gordon Meeker Golf Outing put on by the J. Community Center on Saturday, May 19th. And the first concert of the year at the Hudson Family Park featuring Black Cactus will be Saturday, May 19th. So let's remember those events. Black Cactus, I guess, is a cover band that does a lot in the Indianapolis area, so hopefully it'll be a good show out there. We're talking now with Don Keller, who's with us for the Jay County Humane Society. We have a big contingent from the Humane Society here, but three of them have lost their voice. They're laughing. They lost their voice. They don't want to be on the air. But Don, you are the designated spokesperson. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with Humane Society right now, what your needs are, and how people can help.
Well, we have a pretty busy year coming up. This month, we're doing a membership drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been challenged by a animal lover that if we can come up with $1,500, mm-hmm. He will match it.
Wow.
So we are hoping to get a lot of memberships this month, and especially at $1,500 to match it.
$1,500 memberships or $1,500 raised through memberships?
Yeah, through the memberships or whatever, through the fundraisers that we can come up that will equal the $1,500, then we'll match it when we get there.
Wonderful.
So we're excited about that.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing we're having is we're having a big benefit ride on June 16th.
Okay.
We've got the main street around the courthouse. It's going to be blocked off. And I'm really nervous. And what we're doing is going to be, we're going to have events from 1 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have face painting, kids games, adult games. Of the Humane Society, we're going to have a kennel where some of us are going to sit in the kennel to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
A pie in the face, which we got 13 local business people that are going to do that with us. And what that's going to consist of is we're going to have buckets sitting around, and you can put money in it, and the one that gets the most gets the pie in the face.
Oh.
So we're excited for that one. but we're going to have music, and we're going to have a food booth. We're also, we have obtained a bike from Renegades that we are going to raffle off.
Wow.
And tickets will be coming in next week, and we're going to start selling those at $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
What kind of bike are you getting from?
It's Renegades? A Harley.
Is that?
95 Harley Sportster.
1995 Harley Sportster.
Wow.
So we're going to be raffling that off for $10 a piece.
Uh-huh.
For tickets. And then you can get those from any of the board members.
Mm-hmm.
Our board members are Rita Lutz, Judy Zierball, Sharon Van Steenis, Don Keller, Tara Drum, Kathy Carpenter, Tanita Bailey, Julia Ashman, Dr. Bader, and Tom Borders.
Okay.
So those are ones that you can buy tickets from when you see us.
If anybody doesn't know anything about Renegade Customs, I have a bike, and I have them work on my bike. They do fabulous work.
Yes, they do.
And And that's really something to get a bike from them to auction off.
Yeah, they're going to have it polished up and ready for us to...
Now, where can people see the bike? Will it be at this event on the 16th?
Yes, it will be up there for them to see. So that way, because we need to sell a lot of tickets. So anybody wants tickets?
And the tickets are $10
each? $10 a piece.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. That's our big item. Also, another big thing that we're doing up there is we're going to have vendor booths. And we have a boy, Joe Hilty, mm-hmm. who what he does is he sends care packages over to the troops.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to have a booth, and everything he makes, cash-wise and stuff, mm-hmm. goes to him to do those care packages to send over to the troops.
We actually had a report on this week about Joe and the good work he's doing. I think he sent out about 140, 142 packets to troops.
Yeah, we thought, you know, we're doing this, so we want to help him out for, you know, doing a good cause, plus the troops help the animals and stuff also. So this way, hopefully he can get a lot of money also to help the troops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing.
Okay. Well, Dawn, let's go back, and we'll go back to Jeffrey O here in a minute and pay some bills. But when we come back, let's talk about specifically what the Humane Society does, what your current needs are right now, how people can get involved either through donations or volunteering
okay.
to help out.
Yes.
But right now, let's go back to you, Jeffrey O, and when we come back, we'll find out all that information from Dawn Keller.